anger over the Olympics in China. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Protests in the U.S. today against China hosting the Olympic Games because of Beijing's record of human rights violations. One group gathered in New York at the headquarters of NBC, which is broadcasting the Games.
NBC, you are on the wrong side of history. History will tell. With these terrible atrocities, genocide being committed in China, you're just covering it like it's normal.
In Washington, a group of Uyghurs staged a protest across the street from the White House. China is accused of committing genocide against the Muslim Uyghurs. The Biden administration working to get Iran back to the 2015 nuclear deal.
The Biden White House on Friday restoring some sanctions relief to Iran's atomic program, but Iran wasting little time to say the latest U.S. move is not enough. Secretary of State Antony Blinken signing several sanctions waivers related to Iran's civilian nuclear activities, reversing a Trump-era move to rescind them. All this coming as U.S. negotiators return to Vienna for what could be a make-or-break session. Iran has been violating the 2015 nuclear deal since the U.S. withdrew from the pact in 2018. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Police in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, have had enough of the Freedom Convoy of Canadian truckers.
Ottawa's police declared the protest an unlawful occupation that was, quote, increasingly volatile and dangerous. Reportedly, there have been numerous harassment complaints by residents, including a class action lawsuit filed against the truckers over the blaring of their horns. As a result, GoFundMe pulled the plug on the convoy's fundraising page, which had raised over $10 million Canadian dollars because the protest was no longer peaceful.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis reporting from New York. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The Navy says one Navy SEAL candidate has died. A second is in the hospital after falling ill just hours after they completed the grueling Hell Week test. Hell Week ends the first phase of assessment and selection for Navy commandos. The sailor hospitalized is in stable condition at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego. The Los Angeles police chief speaking out against the city's district attorney for what many are calling soft-on-crime policies.
The city of L.A. reels from the recent murders of two young women, Brianna Kupfer, stabbed to death in the store where she worked, and Tioni Theus, shot and then dumped on the side of a freeway, plus a series of smash-and-grab robberies and armed street attacks. The chief is now telling us that the DA's policy of not using sentencing enhancements for violent crime is hurting the city he's supposed to protect. Chief Michael Moore also told us that the zero bail policy introduced by the courts to reduce the pandemic-era prison population is emboldening criminals, making them think they can just get away with their crimes.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Los Angeles. It was tea time with the Queen Saturday in advance of a significant anniversary.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth II hosted her largest public engagement since a recent health scare as a run-up to her platinum jubilee. Her Majesty leaned on a cane as she walked and talked with invited guests at a tea held in her country estate, Sandringham. The 95-year-old monarch first ascended to the throne in 1952, a year ahead of her formal coronation in 1953. The Queen's health has been a concern since canceling a trip to Northern Ireland last fall, followed by a brief hospital stay during which several tests were taken, her doctors advising her to rest and to limit her activities. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.